When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget, in just about an hour, Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders, he will join us. But right now, it's time for the Junkies Blitz. That's brought to you by Offenbacher, so you can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture items.
It's Tuesday. Going to play true false.
All right.
Drake May is already the second best rookie quarterback in this class.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to go false. I think Bo Nix has been better than people thought he would be at
this
point.
Thank you, Cakes. Who's been saying that? Back padding machine.
Back padding machine. Get that back padding machine some WD-40.
Yeah.
But I think it's close between Nix and May right now.
His numbers are technically better than Nix's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at completion percentage.
Yeah.
Pretty sure QBR.
I think they're close.
They're comparable. They're close. But I'm biased.
Well, we know you're
so to give you the numbers, Bo Nix actually leads the rookie quarterbacks with 10 touchdown passes. Jaden and Caleb both have 9. Drake May has played a lot less, has 7 touchdowns. Drake May has a traditional QB rating of 84. Bo Nix is at 83. Caleb's at 81. Jason said the QBR, he has a slight edge on Bo Nix. Caleb's way down at 38. Mm-hmm. By comparison, Jaden's at 71.
Yeah.
And then completion percentage, Jaden leads the way. He's at about 69%. Drake May is at 65%. Bo Nix, 63%.
It's pretty close.
I think if you did a redraft right now,
mm-hmm.
would Caleb go last? If it was a redraft just based on now.
Yes, he would go last.
Jaden, of these
through
four quarterbacks.
Through like 10 games? Yes.
He might go ahead of Bo Nix.
I mean, just like on potential?
Yeah, I like Bo, but I think he would go ahead of him.
I'm getting a little nervous. 9 sacks. You can say a lot of that is on an offensive line, and I think they've had some injuries on their offensive line.
Well, it's on quarterback decision-making,
I watched,
too.
Yeah. I can't remember which Hasselbeck it was,
but
it was one of the Hasselbecks talking about it, and it was like, what's the percentage of blame you put on the quarterback for the 9 sacks? He said 90%. He said 90% of it's on the quarterback, and he said at least 6 out of the 9 he put on Caleb for taking the sacks.
Mm-hmm. Like, he has to
realize. Does he lead the league in sacks?
He's got to be up there. He has to realize he's not at Southern Cal anymore. He's not playing Oregon State anymore. Like, he's got to get rid of the ball quickly. Same thing with Tua last night. Like, you got to get the ball out of there in 2.5-3 seconds max. If you haven't gotten rid of it by then, you're taking a sack.
I think it just comes down to more reps.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Who is it?
As long as he's getting more reps.
Right.
I'm not giving up on Caleb Williams.
I'm not giving up on him. But
you saw it when they played Washington, how many times he just kind of danced around the pocket and held the ball, and he's just trying to move around the pocket instead of looking downfield.
Yeah.
And I think he probably did that a lot this
week.
Who was it
that said that he's like playing scared, essentially? Somebody said that this week. I don't know if it was Orlovsky.
I think it might have been Hasselbeck as well. I think it was Matt Hasselbeck. And it was a long clip, and he was talking about the sacks and basically saying, yeah, he just needs to let it rip sometimes.
They're clearly telling him not to make mistakes.
And he hasn't thrown a pick in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. He only has 5 on the season, which Nix has the most with 6. I actually think all of them are taking care of it. But I think that's a trend in the NFL in general. There are less interceptions than there were years ago.
At the end of the day, so far, it's a decent class, which is what I thought. It's a decent class of quarterbacks.
Yeah, decent.
Penix and McCarthy haven't played.
Yeah, I mean, we'll never know those guys until they play, but so far,
well, I think McCarthy's going to play next year the way that Sam Darnold's throwing these
perceptions. Pretty safe bet that he'll be starting week one next season.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he can take care of the ball.
I think he'll be solid.
He's up to speed.
I think he'll be solid.
To answer your question, Jason, Caleb Williams has been sacked 38 times in 9 games.
Oh, my God.
Leads the NFL.
38 times?
CJ Stroud, now he's played one more game, has been sacked 34 times. Deshaun Watson, who's been out for a couple weeks, had been sacked 33 times.
Wow.
Daniel Jones, 29. Geno Smith, 28. So that's your top five in taking sacks. Yeah. I believe my statement is true. Drake May is the second best rookie quarterback in the class already.
I'll tell you what.
He just makes better throws. Like, to me, he's had more big-time throws. I don't know if you can look that up on PFF or wherever you get the big-time throws than Bo Nix. Just from what I've seen, like, I'm basically red-zoning those two guys. I'm not seeing a ton of
work. He's also, he can run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has
He can run, which is, of course, another weapon. And he can run a little bit better than those other guys. But we'll see. I tell you what, you give Drake May the weapons that Caleb Williams has.
Oh, I want to see them
his numbers
add,
will be better.
I'd love to see them add somebody either in free agency or the draft, like a premium wideout for him to throw the ball to.
I'm sure they will.
He doesn't really have that on the roster at this point.
True or false, the 49ers will be back in the NFC Championship game.
Oof.
Right now, they wouldn't even qualify for the playoffs. They're 5-4. They're on the outside looking in. Believe the Packers are the 7 seed. The 49ers would be the 8 seed. Rams take a hit losing last night. Like, I can't remember. Didn't we have a caller talk about the Rams?
Possibly.
That the Commanders should sweat the Rams being on their ass in the loss column.
I'll go with the Niners getting back to the NFC title game.
Here's the only thing that concerns me about their schedule. They've got to play in Green Bay, in Buffalo. All right. Now, at Miami, okay, they should be able to run on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have to play the Lions. They just got some tough outs. Bears should be a win. Seahawks at home should be a win. Drabby, I'm sorry to say that. I think they'll win the division. NFC Championship, I don't know. I just don't think they're as good as they were last year. But I hope I'm wrong. They're obviously going to have to beat someone like Philly.
Washington.
Or Washington or, you know,
Packers.
Atlanta, Packers, Minnesota, someone like that to get to the NFC Championship. But they got a tough out in the next, in four of the next five.
I'm going to say true. I think if they get to the dance, I understand what you're talking about schedule, but if they get to the dance, they're going to find a way to get back to the NFC Championship. I just think they're loaded talent-wise.
And if McCaffrey can get back to where he was when he was healthy last year, all right, well, that's a different element. But they, you know, this is his first game back. Let's see how he progresses. And if he can get to where he was last year towards the end of the season, they got a great shot.
True or false? Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Chargers, who are 6-3, will go deeper in the playoffs than John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens. They are 7-3. I'm going to say true.
False.
I think he's got something going.
I think that's false.
I think the Chargers, their defense is better. The Ravens have secondary issues. We've seen what's happened. And he's got Herbert playing kind of a careful game, but Herbert's got one pick, 11 touchdowns.
He does, but to me that offense seems fragile. Like, they're still relying on J.K. Dobbins. Even though Gus Edwards is back, I guess that helps the backfield depth.
It's their best receiver, McConkey. I understand they're not big names.
Quentin Johnston pops up every once in a while. But
he's been playing pretty well.
I don't believe in them that as much as you do.
And I believe in the coach.
I just believe in the Ravens more. I would just bet more on Lamar Jackson than I would on Justin Herbert.
Here's the thing. Here's the problem for L.A. So, I mean, there's a lot of football to be played. You know, 7 games left. It's 8 games for them. But if they're the 6 or 7 seed, they're going to have to go to Buffalo.
Right.
Or they're going to have to go to Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Buffalo, like in January.
Or go to Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
Right.
Right? So unless they can win the division, which they're not going to do because Kansas City's going to win the division,
they're
going to have a tough out in that first round.
So Ladd McConkey does lead them with 492 yards receiving, 4 touchdowns. You mentioned Quentin Johnson. He's only caught 20 balls for 306 yards.
He's missed some games, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's had injury issues.
He does have 5 touchdown catches.
Right.
It's pretty good.
He's kind of like Mike Williams.
Right.
He's kind of a big play guy, might not have 8 or 9 catches in a week, but he might have 3 or 4, and one of them's a long touchdown.
Correct.
I think everything you say, it's good points, but I'm just kind of sucked into Jim Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh's a great coach, too. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh just finds a way to win. He's already eclipsed, much like Dan Quinn has done here.
Mm-hmm.
He's already eclipsed the amount of wins they had last season.
Right. Where's that loser, Brandon Staley? Where's he plying his trade now?
I'll have to look that one
Drab,
up.
Do you know where Brandon Staley is?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
Probably collecting a fat check somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Listen to this, though. The Chargers the next 4 weeks. Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs.
How many of those on the road?
2.
Okay.
Atlanta and Kansas City.
Jakes, Jason should know. He's an assistant on the Niners.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
Assistant head coach.
Oh, the old assistant head coach position.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Nobody's talking about him, but Kyler Murray should be considered in the MVP discussion.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say false. Yeah, I just feel like he's too inconsistent. Now, his numbers against the Jets, if he could do what he did against the Jets this past weekend, where he set a franchise record for consecutive completions, I think it was 17 or 18 straight. He was 22 of 24 in the game. If he could play like that every week, and then you add his rushing element, he scored 2 rushing touchdowns in the win. If he plays like that most weeks, I would agree with you.
He's got 12 touchdowns.
He throws duds in there from time to time where you're just scratching your head, like where you would never consider him as an MVP. So I'm going
to
say,
I mean,
false.
He's got to get up to, you got to be in the top 5 or 6 in passing touchdowns.
Yeah,
I think so.
I mean,
although he is 2 in QBR.
Unless you're running for a ton.
Now he's had an uptick in the rushing touchdowns. Got yeah, 4 or 5 on the season, I'm going to say.
He's got 5.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Kyler Murray has, 5.
I mean, I remember in the Niners game, early in that game, he just took one around the edge for like a 50-plus yard touchdown.
Yeah.
He's got that in his skill set.
He could do that, and he's very good at avoiding getting hit.
Yeah.
But I think the MVP is going to be someone who's going to be in the top 3 or 4 in passing touchdowns.
How could it not be Lamar?
Or total touchdowns.
Point. How could it not be Lamar?
He's probably the leader.
He has to be the leader.
Yeah.
I mean, his numbers are absurd.
Not Lamar's big-time favorite, and Josh Allen is not far behind.
Goff's got to be up there.
MVP. Yeah, but Goff hurt with the 5 interception game.
Okay.
MVP fatigue. It's kind of a thing.
Yeah, I could see that, but I mean, Jordan won like 6 MVPs, didn't he? Maybe 1 year Peyton they gave it to somebody else.
I think 5.
You know who's making a late push for that, in that consideration, is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Now, if he continues what he's doing in the last 5 games until the end of the season, he's going to be in that conversation.
Well, I'll tell you who's having an amazing year, but the problem is they've got a losing record. Burrow is having an amazing year.
I think he's 24-4.
Amazing.
24 touchdowns to 4 picks.
Lamar's 24-2.
Yeah. I know. Lamar's having a great year. Lamar's the favorite. I'm just talking about guys who should be in the discussion, but they're... He won't win it because his team's losing and probably won't make the playoffs.
But Valdez has brought this up in the past, and it's so true. It's usually going to go to the best player with the team with the best record.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a QB award.
Well, maybe not. I mean, Mahomes is 9-0, but he's not putting up the numbers.
That's why we'll go to the NFC number 1 seed, whether it's Jalen or Goff.
Yeah, could be. You're right.
I'm sorry. I can't give the MVP to a guy who throws 5 picks in a game. That would instantly...
Before
this past week, his numbers were stupid.
He might garner consideration, but he's stricken from the record with a 5-pick game.
What if they went 16-1?
I still...
And he ends the year with, I'll give you 30 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Dude, you know where he ranks?
He still wouldn't get it. If I were voting, I can't vote for
him. You know where he ranks at QBR? 21. I mean... I can't.
What about the traditional passer rating?
I don't care about any of that. I care about him throwing 5 interceptions in 1 game.
In traditional passer rating, he's 3rd, tied for 3rd.
Yeah.
But that rating's a joke.
What if Derrick Henry runs
QBR's a joke, and I've been a
QBR proponent.
What if
Derrick Henry rushes for 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns?
He should be in the conversation, absolutely.
How many touchdowns does he have?
I think he's...
12 or 13?
He's got one in every game.
Yeah, he's going to score in every game.
I mean, if he has 20 touchdowns... 18 to 20.
I would seriously consider him. Yes,
and 18 leads the league in rushing. He's got to be up there.
Yes,
I mean Lamar's going to
be in the mix.
Lamar's going to take a bunch of votes.
Here are the top. I know we got to go, but here are the top 10 QBRs. Let's just see if you agree. Lamar, yes. Kyler, Burrow, my guy JD, Josh Allen, Mahomes is sixth, Purdy seventh, Hurts eighth, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, wow, that's joke.
Nine.
Yeah, no way.
That's flawed.
And then Derek Carr, 10.
Oh, I know why he's there, though, because he had that one game with like four touchdown passes dropped, so they give him a tick.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have that many turnovers, right?
Who?
Trevor.
Trevor's 11 and 6.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That's like,
very mad.
That's pedestrian.
Yeah, but he's awesome. Yeah, but
who knows?
He's going to miss some games.
They got somebody with the Jaguars cap.
Now,
grading that.
This might be the biggest disparity. Well, the golf one is too, because if you go by just traditional quarterback rating, he's 21.
By the way, Trevor Lawrence, he looks like Tom Brady compared to Mac Jones. Mac Jones had one of the worst quarterback games you'll ever watch this past weekend, and that was in the game against Sam Darnold, who had a hideous game too.
What happened to him? He had a good rookie season, Mac Jones.
He had a pretty good rookie season.
You gotta surround him. He's just the guy. You gotta surround him with amazing talent.
Turns out he just stinks. He's a terrible NFL.
Who are the Jags playing this week?
Jags are playing the Lions.
Oh, pick up
Detroit.
Pick Detroit's defense.
Pick them up with the quickness.
I'm going to. Yeah, multiple leagues.
I think you should do that. All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 40 minutes, we'll talk Commanders football with Brian Robinson, their running back. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m. here on the Junks.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.